Today's Froggy 99.9. It's finally Friday, and as we do every Friday, talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, giving movie reviews from a parent's perspective. Brought to you by The Village Inn with 3 Fargo-Moorhead locations, and we're talking a couple of sequels again this weekend.
Definitely. We are right in the middle of the summer. That means right in the middle of sequels. We are sequels of sequels. This week, it's 22 Jump Street, the sequel, of course, to 21 Jump Street, which itself was a remake of a television series starring Johnny Depp about young-looking cops going undercover in a high school. Now it's 22 Jump Street, and they are going undercover in college. It's not as good as the first one, but there's still a ton of chemistry between Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, and it's still a lot of fun to watch. Let me just remind parents, this is definitely not for kids. It's extremely raunchy. Right. Okay. Now, for kids, we do have How to Train Your Dragon 2, which I'm happy to say is absolutely terrific. I loved the first one. I really, really loved the second one, too. The 3D is stunning. You will feel like you are flying on a dragon, soaring into the sky. The visuals are amazing. Our main character, Hiccup, is now 5 years older, so he's 20. He really likes going off on his own with his favorite dragon, Toothless, exploring uncharted territory and then charting it. His father, however, wants him to be more a member of the community, take on more of a leadership role, so there's some tension there. Things really get tense when a new bad guy named Drago Bloodquist shows up. He has been gathering dragons for a dragon army that he wants to invade Hiccup's town of Burke. Also, they discover a new character. I don't want to give too much away. I'll just say she's played by Cate Blanchett, and she lives in a dragon sanctuary. What happens then is very, very interesting. It has one of the tenderest love scenes on screen this year. You're going to love it with a beautiful new song. It is a very sweet story. Now, there's some sad stuff that happens. There's some scary stuff that does have the 3D effect. So I'm going to say maybe 8 years old and up. I wouldn't take the little kids to this one, but it's a great family film.
And quick, it is Father's Day weekend, so some movies that you should maybe sit down and watch with Dad.
My favorite father in movies is probably Gregory Peck, Atticus Finch, and To Kill a Mockingbird. That's a really, really good one. Life with Father is another really good one. But if you want to make Dad happy, I would go with Field of Dreams.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that one.
And in honor of Father's Day, my book about the best movies about fathers is free all weekend on Amazon, so check it out. Next week, guess what? Another sequel. Think Like a Man 2, and the week after that, another sequel, Transformers 4. But that's okay. This is summer, and that's what we're supposed to be doing.
I just want to tell listeners, this is not Nell Minow and Groundhog's Day.
That's right.
It's your movies coming out this summer.
That is right. You may think you've heard these reviews before, but you haven't.
As always, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for the inside info on everything, and we'll talk more sequels next week.
All right, bye-bye.